This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of your...
The finger lift is a fairly common party trick. It's used by primary school kids doing sleepovers, high school students trying to impress each other, and many people trying to push a spiritual barrow. The finger lift also goes under the name of stiff as a board, light as a feather. Now, once you've seen it, your memory of the marvellous event is quite precise and utterly wrong. The subject was seated in a chair or on a table or lying down on the floor, and then four of you gathered around and were told to try to lift the subject, using either just one single finger or your two index fingers joined together into a single lifting unit from your two clenched hands. Now, as you'd expect, you couldn't lift them either with a single finger or with the two fingers joined together. And then the voodoo magic began. First, you were told to chant a song, or rub your own two hands together, or to pile all eight hands of the potential lifters one at a time on top of the head of the subject, or to press on their shoulders, or something. It didn't matter exactly what it was. There was always some kind of silly ritual that didn't seem to make any sense. And then you were instructed to count to some number or to chant a song, and then at a certain point to try to lift. And then, lo and behold, your fingers acquired magical strength and you could lift the subject effortlessly into the air. Why is it so? Well, there are three answers: timing, poor memory, and the natural underestimated strength of your fingers. First, the timing. There are lots of videos of this finger lift on YouTube. One of them claims that it's an old Romanian trick, while the others have Chinese or Africans doing it. But they all have the timing in common. For the first doomed attempt to lift the subject, there was no effort to get everybody to do the lift at the same instant. And in fact, there was deliberate vague misdirection along the lines of, "So, go ahead and try to lift." And in all of the videos on YouTube, you can see that the lifters are very much out of time with each other. And that means that for the brief instant each person is trying to lift the subject by themselves, they're fruitlessly trying to lift the entire 50 to 80 kilogram weight of the subject on one or two fingers. But for the second successful attempt, the timing is very precise. The purpose of the chanting of the numbers or the prayer or the song is not to unleash the power within. No, it's really to synchronize the four potential lifters into one single lifting unit. And there's usually a countdown to the final lift. So all four lifters won. And so each one has to lift only 12 to 20 kilograms with a chosen finger or fingers. The second factor is the very fallible human memory. Every person who has described this to me has described the strange mystical power that gave them the ability to not only lift the subject into the air, but also to effortlessly hold them there. But every time I've seen it done, the lifters just barely lifted the subject and could not hold them there, and in fact almost dropped them in their haste to get them down to the ground again. And that is precisely what you will see on YouTube. And the third and last factor is that your fingers are actually very strong. Louis Cyr, the old-time French-Canadian strongman who lived from 1863 to 1912, could lift 553 pounds, about 250 kilograms, with a single finger, usually his right middle finger. The old-time American strongman of the early 1900s, Warren Lincoln Travis, lifted 560 pounds, that's 254 kilograms, on his 50th birthday with a single finger. The finger lift party trick has made it into popular culture, with appearances in South Park and in the film The Craft. And in each case, of course, it was associated with exotic witchcraft, not prosaic timing. These three simple explanations are really giving the finger to the myth.
What does it mean? Why is it so?